Rules Committee meeting, just a bit late. So again, I just want to thank everyone for being and their patience. And with that, I'm going to open a work session for the purpose of introduction of bills.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Nolan.
Mr. Chair, I move that LC 168, dated 2 seconds ago, February 3rd, 2010, be introduced as a committee bill.
Representative Nolan has moved, moves that LC 168, dated 02-03-10, be introduced as a committee bill. Is there any discussion? I guess I want to start off by saying, as we have said before, introducing a bill has no prior, yes or no on this means yes does not indicate any acceptance of the bill. It's just an introduction so that it can then be first read and then assigned back to a committee. It may be this committee, it may not be this committee, but it will be assigned back to a committee. So there is no indication of preference on this bill by voting yes. It's just an introduction. So is there any discussion about the introduction of the bill? Yes.
Do we have any information as to who the draft requester of the bill is?
I don't have any direct information. This came from the Speaker's office to us. I mean, it came, that's how I got it today, so but I have no introduction as to who it was that introduced the bill.
Okay.
Any other discussion? So I guess the question is there any further discussion? Is there any objection to the introduction of the bill? Seeing no objection, the bill is introduced and we'll have first reading, and it may come back here, so have a chance to look it over. I figured I wasn't going to do anything until everybody had a copy at least in their hands, because I haven't seen it anywhere. So we'll close our work session on introduction of bills, and we're going to open a public hearing on House Bill 3672.
Mr. Chair, I apologize.
So a short explanation of the bill.
Thank
from
you,
our committee administrator.
Good. Thank you, Chair, and members of the committee. The measure designates elected county surveyor office as nonpartisan, allows elected surveyors to reside outside the county of office in counties with populations less than 25,000, and it's effective on passage. This did originate on the Senate side as Senate Bill 344, which deleted the office of county surveyor from the statutes that list them as nonpartisan. This bill restores that language. Fiscal and revenue impact statements were received, and there's nothing.
Okay. And with that, we have two people to testify, Charles W. Gibbs and Gary DeHarna. Come on up, and you can introduce yourselves with the correct names. You can both come on up.
Same time.
Sure. There is one other portion of this bill that reintroduces the idea that if your county is less than 25,000 people, you can share a surveyor. You don't have to live in the county in which you are the surveyor. That was also introduced in this bill, as I understand it. So, yes.
Thank you, Representative Roland and committee. My name is Charles W. Gibbs. I'm the Linn County Surveyor. I'm also the 2010 President of Oregon Association of County Engineers and Surveyors. And we are very much in favor of this House bill, reinstating those issues that were changed with Senate Bill 344. This is important to us, very important. There's 23 elected county surveyors in Oregon, and being the president of OASIS, they have asked me to help to get this corrected, and I'm in favor of it. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Okay, we'll hear the first next, and then we'll.
Okay, yeah, I'm Gary DeJarnett, and I'm the Jefferson County Surveyor. I've been the county surveyor since 1989. I've gone through six elections, and then we had this 25,000 limit. I live in Deschutes, and I travel down to Matters, and there's no other surveyors that live in that county. So I'd like to just keep it at the elected position with the 25,000 limit.
Okay. My question to both of you, any questions first, any from anyone? My question, were you here last session when the other bill was introduced and came through, and what happened?
No, I wasn't. I was informed a little too late.
Oh, okay. Because I know that, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Is there any opposition among surveyors? I mean, the association is obviously very pro, but is there any opposition?
No. This is supported by the PLSO and
somebody
Oasis
agrees?
And the private surveyors and appointed county surveyors are in favor of it, too.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Been a long day.
I know. Okay. Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you both. Is there anyone else that wants to come and testify? I only see one other person. No? Okay. Then we're going to close our public hearing on House Bill 3672, and we'll open a work session on 3672. I won't make you do the motion.
No, Mr. Chair, my preference would be to make this position appointed by the county board, but I'm not going to fall on my sword over that. I just think it technical positions ought to be appointed by the policymakers.
I can give it to you.
Okay. Any comments?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Berger.
I move House Bill 3672 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Berger moves House Bill 3672 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion, and that's one of the discussion points, and I think it is a discussion that needs to happen. I tend to believe that counties should have their conversations and make some decisions in these home rule counties, whether they want to have an elected or non-elected position. And so I'm kind of okay with this. I do understand the belief that a lot of people have that there are certain positions that we have out there that we shouldn't really have elections for. They should be appointed by the commissioners and so on and so forth. And that is another opinion. That's why I was wondering if any that came up in the discussion last time. And I've tried to get a hold of different people to find out, and I couldn't get answers. So it's been weird to me.
But having said that, Mr. Chair,
yes.
If I might.
Please.
If we're not changing that, I certainly don't see any reason for there to be two elections.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Okay. With that, we'll call for the question. Is there anybody that has, I can't even do it this way. Is there anyone that objects to the passage of this bill? Seeing none, so moved. So it will go to the House. Anybody here who is jumping to carry this bill? Okay. Representative Gerard will carry the bill. And with that, we'll close our work session on Senate Bill, House Bill 3672, and we will...
Do you want to carry it?
I think a former county commissioner needs to carry this.
Okay. Any other things to come before the committee?
Nice. Representative? Show up after we vote.
I'd like to allow the representative just managed to sneak in before the battle's up to have the opportunity to...
Representative Jensen moves the unanimous consent to allow Representative Reed to vote on our last motion. Is there any objections?
Only if you can tell us what the bill is about.
May I ask, Mr. Chair, what the motion was?
It was the House Bill, to move House Bill 3672 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
And the other votes were all in favor?
Yes, they were.
I will vote aye.
First I have to acknowledge that,
give you the opportunity to vote.
That we agreed that he should get to write his vote. And now we're going to open, for the purpose of taking Representative Reed's vote on House Bill 3672. Representative, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
He votes aye. Representative, and so we'll close that hearing on House Bill 3672. Work session on 3672. And any more business to come before our committee? Seeing none, we're going to adjourn the Rules Committee. Thank you very much for all being here.
Thank you, Representative Jensen.
Thank you.